My name's Jake Stofko, as council, and I live in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I also come here because of freedom of speech. Bill number 19-2019. If something happens, you know, something disastrous happens or something, what happens? If you don't have free speech, you can't go out there and let the public know what's going on. A lot of times, with the news cycle we got nowadays, if you don't hear about it, if it doesn't happen within the 24-hour cycle, it disappears off the news and people forget about it. That's why we have to have the right to go out and demonstrate against things that are not right, or we believe is not right. Like, I was thinking, I have down here, there's stores sometimes you want to protest about with their policies. There's also the right to life. Also, unions. All of a sudden, the union, the company is not giving the employees their rights or cutting their salaries and stuff like that. They would not be allowed to go outside this in the old days of Bethlehem Steel and put up signs and protest against and strike, not unless they have a permit. That might take 5 to 8 days, you know, according to this bill. We need the right to be able to demonstrate and protest immediately because of things. Now we renew it as long as it's in a lawful way. And I wanted to read the Constitution, Amendment, First Amendment. The Congress shall make no law representing an established religion or prohibit the free exercise thereof, or abridge the freedom of speech, or any press, or of the press, or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And then in the 14th Amendment it says, our rights as United States citizens cannot in any way be abridged by the states. Under this amendment, individuals have been prosecuted for denying people their civil rights. And I just don't think this, we need our freedom. The First Amendment is, without the First Amendment, every government would go wild. All we gotta do is look around and see how things are. We need to open up our mouths and be able to speak our minds. Thank you.